Residential consumers and small businesses made 65,970 complaints about their landline, mobile, or internet services between the 1st of July and 31st December 2016. These figures were highlighted in the organization's six-monthly update published today, the 11th of May, and complaints were recorded against 324 phone and internet providers in Australia. We have been privileged to have the Ombudsman, Judy Jones, on the phone to tell us more about their findings. Good morning, Ms. Jones.
Good morning.
What else can we add to this report?
Well, I think that while complaints were up, some of the good news is that the proportion of complaints about services delivered over the national broadband network were not increasing at the same rate as the number of services premises connected. So that's a good sign. But overall, it is unfortunate that almost 66,000 Australians have had to ask us to assist them to resolve a complaint.
And customer service, billing and payments, faults and complaints handling are the most common complaints about phone and internet services.
Yes, that's the same pattern as previously. So those over the years have tended to be the most common issues reported by consumers when they're complaining to us. And you could argue that customer service will always be involved in a complaint to an ombudsman because it's a failure of customer service that has meant that the complaint has not been able to be resolved directly with the provider. So it's really important that people complain to their provider first and give the provider the first chance to resolve it. And if they can't resolve it there, then the consumer should certainly contact my office.
I noticed that internet services have the highest percent of increase compared to last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's got about 53.6%.
Mm-hmm.
Is that common?
No, it's not. That's a change. And I think for the first time, the proportion of complaints about internet services has become our largest category. So previously it was mobile phone services, but now it's been eclipsed by internet services. And I think that could be a pattern, not just the disruption caused by, the market disruption, not the physical disruption, but by the national broadband network, but also a feature of how dependent we are on the internet. You only have to catch public transport to see that we're all on our mobile devices.
Yes.
And it's just part of our everyday lives now, and so that has become the thing that we complain about. I think also with the rollout of the national broadband network, people are taking the opportunity to revise their plans, perhaps change service providers. Retail service providers are also revising their service offering. So all those changes, kind of a confluence of factors that is driving an increase in complaints about internet services.
I take the train going to and from work, and I still have to see someone reading the papers.
Yes.
They're always stuck into something in their hands.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
Or even a book for that
yeah.
matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What state in the country are most in complaints?
The highest complaint or the highest state for complaints was Victoria, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's stated, yeah.
Victoria, yeah, 3.4 complaints per 1,000 people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that something to do with the quality of service or
or perhaps something in the water?
Or discrimination? Right.
Well, it's not that a difference at some of the other states. So South Australia was about the same.
You are considered as a saving angel to some of my neighbors who have had problems like this. I had problems too, and they said, go to the ombudsman, they'll fix it up in 2 hours.
Well, that would be pretty good if we could do that for everybody.
Yeah. Well, my last question is, up to what level of complaints will you consider acceptable?
That's a very interesting question.
Because you cannot live with those percentages all your life.
No. Well, I don't want to see complaints continue to increase. And so that's why we're publishing this report now, but also providing the feedback to providers. So we're doing all we can to assist providers to resolve complaints, and it's whether they respond, really.
So is the government involved in fixing this?
Well, no, we're not a government agency. We are an independent dispute resolution body. The regulators for the telco industry are the ACMA and the ACCC.
Yeah.
But we do provide the feedback and have input into legislative and regulatory reforms that they're proposing. I'm going to meet with the government, Department of Communication and Arts and the minister and talk to them about what we're seeing. So we certainly provide input.
Right. We have been speaking with Ombudsman Judy Jones, who have been so gracious in telling us more about this unavoidable but persistent complaints over our communication system. We'd like to thank you very much, Ombudsman, for your time.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.